Well, there are a few thousand Iranians living in Ireland, worried now about family and relatives in Iran and coping without communications, and then this overnight US bombing. One of our Iranian residents is Dr. Zahra Ghulamvand, Iranian scientist and women's rights activist based here in Ireland. You're very welcome, and thank you for coming into us. And I know you were already worried last week about friends and family, and now with these US airstrikes, how further heightened are those fears you have?
First of all, let me explain my my sympathy and for our my people seeing going under that much pressure and fear. Second, we woke up with this news that nuclear sites are bombed. And this brings another layer of pain because it's just hard to watch that these are apparently built by our nation wealth. It's a lot of money during the past 20 years. This is all spent on this nuclear program that brings for people only sanction, poverty, and now again another war. So it is very difficult to watch and see that nation wealth going into smoke and ash in front of our eyes. It's not like it's not because we wanted this nuclear program or anything like this. People never asked for it. We needed peace and spending all that money for building education, kind of transforming tourism, and spending on technology and people's care. Not.
And now your people live with the consequences of what is going on. Have you any communication at the moment?
Yes, we have. Yesterday we had limited connection, so people started to call their relative abroad. Like my brother called me and said, "Oh, don't worry, we are all okay." It seems that what you see on the news is even worse than what's happening inside of Iran, because it seems that people are a bit calm now, even though they're scared. They're stronger than before, and they said, "Oh, so far we think that civilians were quite safe, even though we had casualties, but it's not like they're worried." And despite the fact that we were thinking now there would be food shortage, there would be water shortage, it seems that they're they're in better position now. They have some internet connectivity, and the food is still okay.
So you describe a life going on with some degree of normality, as life does.
Exactly.
We've seen that happen in Gaza and in Ukraine, as war goes on. But, we've seen Tehran, a city of, 10, 12 million people, and it was almost as difficult to get out as to stay.
Yeah, exactly. It's very hard to evacuate such a big city with limited road capacities. Like the beginning of the war last week, when they said evacuate Tehran, it was the roads were blocked and a lot of people couldn't get out. Some people went to the nearby north of Tehran cities, but I heard yesterday that they're coming back as well, because those cities were small and not built for having that number of people living there. So there was a shortage of bread, food, and so they're coming back to Tehran, some of them. A lot of people, we have been under sanction and economical hardship for the past few years, inflation. So people can't afford leaving Tehran and going somewhere, paying another rent or food. So a lot of people have elderly people that are not willing to leave their house. So they're living under fear right now.
But what now? Negotiation? Do you see Iran going back to negotiation? Further bombings? What are your regime change?
Exactly.
What are your fears?
That is very difficult question. And I believe nobody knows what's going to happen next. There are different views. Some people think that this conflict may help regime to fall because they're weak. Some other people see that they're doing the opposite. Already they started to arrest people for collaboration with Israel, so some people that. That I'm one of those, you know. I it's very hard to explain because I told even before that in this situation things are very sensitive. If I say, oh, that may help regime change, then people accuse me to being a traitor to the country, and the opposite. So some people believe that, oh, Israel is a regime that kills children. You shouldn't support it. So we don't know what's going to happen. What's going to happen? We are hoping that. This brings Iranian.
Thank you very much for coming into us, and I hope that your family all stays safe. Zahra, thank you for being here today.